This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The U.S. House of Representatives has more women than at any other time in history, 102. They're blazing a trail for women in politics, but their trail was paved in part by a congresswoman from Massachusetts who served generations ago. Her name was Edith Norse Rogers. Rogers' name was front and center again this past weekend when the John F. Kennedy Library Foundation gave the winner of its Profile in Courage High School Essay Contest an award for his piece about the late congresswoman. The prize went to Eleazar Kramer. He is about to graduate from the Maimonides School in Brookline, and we're proud to say that he's interning right here at WBUR. Hi, Eleazar.
Hi, Lisa.
You focused your essay on Rogers' political courage and her moral stance on issues that, when we hear about them, completely reverberate today. So why don't you start out now by telling us first what made Rogers such a compelling person?
Rogers stood out to me because she was very principled. She really believed in the positions that she took, and she was driven to help people who were less fortunate than her, even though her background was very privileged. She was born in Saco, Maine, to a prominent New England Brahmin family. She had deep roots in New England. She was a direct descendant of John Adams, direct descendant of passengers on the Mayflower, even a direct descendant of Rebecca Nurse, one of the witches in the Salem witch trials.
She was a Republican.
She was a Republican, and her husband, John Jacob Rogers, was a Republican. He was a congressman. That's how she first got involved in politics. They were part of the high society in Lowell, and then when he got elected to Congress, they were part of the high society in Washington.
And he died in 1925.
Yeah, and when he passed away, she ran for his seat.
So she was easy to underestimate in the very beginning. Edith Norse Rogers was viewed as this patrician woman wearing her signature gardenia and a fur stole.
Yeah, this is how Patricia Fontaine described her. Fontaine's from UMass Lowell, and she's writing a biography of Rogers.
People would say, oh, she's just, you know, this wonderful, cuddly old woman with fluffy hair. But she was tough.
She was definitely tough. She took on the issues of war, neutrality, military veterans, and even the Jewish refugee crisis. This is really what I focused on in my essay. She was one of the first members of Congress to speak out against the Nazis. In November of 1938, the Nazis in the Third Reich began torching synagogues and ransacking Jewish businesses and homes. This was called Kristallnacht, the Night of Broken Glass. And it's when Nazi violence against Jews really became open and public. Rogers was really horrified by the way that the Jews were treated in Kristallnacht. So she and a Democratic senator from New York co-sponsored a bill, the Wagner-Rogers bill, to admit a total of 20,000 additional child refugees from Germany.
Into the U.S.
Into the U.S.
But this was pretty controversial.
Yeah, there was a lot of support. A lot of labor groups did support the bill, but it had a lot of criticism. She even received death threats from Nazi sympathizers. At the very same time that the bill was in Congress, 80 years ago this month, a passenger ship called the St. Louis was carrying hundreds of Jewish refugees from Hamburg across the Atlantic to Cuba, where they expected to find refuge. But Cuba wouldn't honor its visas, so all eyes fell on the U.S. to take them in.
There was opposition on Capitol Hill. What form did that take?
Democratic Senator Robert Reynolds of North Carolina was the most vocal opponent. Here's what he said in a speech. "Let's keep America for our boys and girls. Let's give American jobs to American citizens. Our country, our citizens first."
And that's the argument that won the day.
Yeah, and the bill went nowhere. And the ship, the St. Louis, was sent back to Europe with almost all of the refugees still on board.
And there's one other thing you've said about Edith Norse Rogers I'd like you to talk about now, and that is her dedication to veterans issues, which literally started on the ground and then grew from there. How so?
Rogers went to the battlefields in France and Italy during both World Wars to see how the wounded were being taken care of. Specifically, in World War I, she was a nurse in Army hospitals, and then during World War II, when she was in Congress, she went on a secret trip to see what was going on. And she spoke publicly about what the U.S. owed to its veterans.
"Also, I've been enormously interested in national defense and have sponsored many measures for national defense. And so we owe our veterans more than we do any other group in the entire United States."
Congresswoman Rogers sponsored about 1,200 bills during her time in Congress, and about half concerned military veterans issues. Again, UMass Lowell Professor Pat Fontaine.
"She was one of the co-sponsors of the GI Bill. She wanted to make sure that it was the best deal that Uncle Sam ever made to veterans, and she wanted to make sure that it would be colorblind for veterans going into universities. This is her whole career."
Rogers also helped create the Women's Army Corps and, in fact, the VA, the Department of Veterans Affairs itself. The VA hospital in Bedford is named after Edith Norse Rogers.
And before you go, Elazar, we should say that Rogers was a strong anti-communist as early as the 1930s and a supporter of McCarthyism. She also supported prohibition.
Yeah, so those positions aren't as universally supported.
Now,
it's pretty easy
days.
Now, at least these days. But just like her other positions, she really believed in them, and they really had their root in her belief that she had to do what was right. She believed that being against communism was right, just like she believed that taking in Jewish refugees was right.
Elazar Kramer, thank you.
Thank you.
That 17-year-old Elazar Kramer, he won the JFK Library Foundation Profile in Courage High School Essay Contest out of 2,500 entries for his essay about former Bay State Congresswoman Edith Norse Rogers.